You've called for his resignation. You've already convicted him without a hearing.
Well, I think it's evident that not only has he breached the ministerial code in many, many ways, but all even more seriously than that, when he was responsible for acting quasi-judicially on a hugely important takeover bid of £8 billion, he did not act impartially.
So you've already decided he's guilty?
Absolutely.
So what's the point of a hearing?
Well, I just think it says everything about David Cameron, that he's refusing to refer him to Sir Alex Allen to investigate all these breaches of the ministerial code. And there's one thing which I'd like to point out, is that the ministerial code says that if a matter warrants further investigation in the view of the Prime Minister, then he will refer it to the independent advisor. He doesn't have a discretion to say, oh, somebody else can look at it. So the Prime Minister himself is now breaching the ministerial code.
Well, we'll see. I've read that bit of the code. It says the Prime Minister, he himself has to feel there's been a breach. But let me ask I want to ask you this. You called for Mr. Hunt's resignation within 25 minutes of the publication of crucial correspondence between Mr. Hunt's office and the Murdoch empire. Had you read it all?
No, in fact, I already had formed the view that Jeremy Hunt had acted totally inappropriately even before those emails were published. And I went to the House of Commons because when I saw James Murdoch's evidence to Leveson, it was quite clear that the Culture Secretary had given James Murdoch to understand that he was not impartial in the bid, that he was on his side.
So you believe now, James Murdoch?
No. What you've got to do...
You believe James Murdoch?
No, just let me explain this. What you've got to do when you act quasi-judicially is you've got to be impartial and you've got to make it clear that everybody understands you're impartial so that you've got to create the perception
I understand
of impartiality.
But let's just get this right.
And clearly, James Murdoch had the perception and had been given to believe by Jeremy Hunt that Jeremy Hunt was on his side. That's hopeless.
I understand that, but rather than studying the 163 pages of evidence, within 25 minutes, on the basis of testimony from James Murdoch, you decided he had to resign, even though there's plenty other bits of James Murdoch's testimony you don't agree with.
Well, but the point is that the emails, it was actually before the emails was published that I'd formed the view that Jeremy Hunt had made
on the basis
major...
of James Murdoch. So when James Murdoch said, I had nothing to do with the hacking, I knew nothing to do with hacking, do you believe him on that?
Because James
Hunt... Do you believe him on that?
I think either he knew about the hacking or he should have known about the hacking. Either way, he was not...
So you don't believe him on that, but you believe him on the basis of his testimony of Mr. Hunt on evidence that hadn't been published and you hadn't read.